the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Christopher Roberts. Joining me now, she is from Alabama. She is the owner of Arise and Shine Counseling, LLC. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Kwajalein Rucker to the program. Kwajalein, welcome. How are you today?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for taking a few minutes out of your day to join us. We appreciate it.
Sure. No problem.
And why don't you start us off? Tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do.
So I'm owner of Arise and Shine Counseling. That's a new private practice. I recently opened up in Alabama in around November. And so what I do is I provide 100% telehealth counseling service, making it convenient for my clients to receive services directly from their home. I primarily specialize in anxiety, but I see individuals who experience all types of mental health issues. I'm also a suicide intervention trainer. I do a two-day training called ASSIST. That stands for Applied Suicide Intervention Skills Training. And the purpose of that two-day training is to help prepare people to intervene if, or more so when, they encounter someone who is contemplating suicide. So that's a little bit about my business. I started off working in media relations and public relations. I did that for about 13 years. But my desire was always to be a counselor. So I returned to school back in 2006, earned a master's in counseling, and I've been a counselor for about 8 years now. And I'm licensed in Alabama and Kentucky, and I see clients in both of those states now.
All righty. So what's it take to get licensed? What's the requirements these days?
Well, the requirements vary depending on the state, which is part of the a challenge being licensed in different states because they have different requirements. But generally, a person will have to have a master's degree. And after the master's degree, there's a test, a state licensing exam that's required. There's one called the NCE that I had to take. So that's required in most states. And then after taking that licensing exam, as long as you pass that exam, then you can be fully licensed in whatever state that you live in. That's pretty much the gist of it.
All righty. Now, do you know if when you're licensed in more than one state, if since the requirements might be different, do the states with the lower requirements just honor the states with the higher requirements so that you don't have to, like, duplicate work?
Well, it depends. If Alabama, for example, have different requirements than Kentucky, requirements that I already met in Kentucky, I can always try to build a case or appeal for why I should not have to do whatever they're requiring in Alabama that I did in Kentucky. And provided that the board, the licensing board, feels that they could take whatever it is that I earned in Kentucky, that it would still be helpful for their population, then usually it's not an issue.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like a transfer of credit from college. You go from one college to another. They transfer most everything.
Right, exactly. That's true. That's true.
Now, how has COVID-19 affected you, or has it?
It has. It's made it difficult to really market the business. Under normal circumstances, I would be out in the community now, introducing myself, working on building relationships, promoting the practice, and facilitating that suicide intervention training that I told you about. So I am able to do some of that now through the internet, like social media, word of mouth, and opportunities such as this radio interview, which I really appreciate and thank you. On the flip side, it has helped business because people are becoming more comfortable with seeing a counselor through telehealth. So in that regard, it's been really helpful.
Now, when the country opens up and goes back to normal and there's like no restrictions in place, do you think you'll keep the telehealth as a viable option if in case somebody can't make it to an office visit but they can get online?
Yeah, I do think telehealth has been around for a long time, but now it's really prevalent worldwide, and I do think it's kind of like almost like a new normal. So for that reason, since, well, my clients I know are really comfortable with it, and that's clients of all ages. People who before COVID-19 may not have been as comfortable as like the older population, and now they're becoming more comfortable with it. So since I see that there's evidence that it's working for my clients and other agencies, for that reason, I'm more so thinking about sticking with 100% telehealth.
All righty. Now, other than that, where do you see yourself moving forward? What's going to be on tap for the future?
As far as the future is concerned, I would really love to have a family group practice. I have a couple nieces who are in school right now working on their counseling degrees, and they're looking forward to joining the practice whenever they're done. So I'd like to work with them to develop innovative ways to educate the community about mental health, doing more trainings, more workshops, particularly in communities of color where services are often limited, unaffordable, or there's often a stigma about seeing a counselor, which is a barrier that we need to overcome.
All righty. And how can my audience reach out and contact you to find out more information?
They can contact me by, I can give you my email address. It's krucker@arisecounseling.org. Or they can reach me directly at 256-275-3069.
All righty. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
You are absolutely welcome. And for everyone else out there, do stick around. We will be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Jason Derulo. I love that music connects to people all over the country. But unfortunately, so does something else. Childhood hunger. 15 million kids struggle with hunger right here in America. And yet, every year, billions of pounds of surplus food in the U.S. go to waste instead of going to the children in need. Feeding America is working to change this. The Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks rescues this surplus of food to help provide meals to families in virtually every community in the United States, including yours. But they just can't do this alone. Join me in the fight against hunger in America. For more information on what you can do to get involved, visit feedingamerica.org. That's feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together, we're feeding America. A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.